promise you.
Hey, thanks for holding. My name is Charlie. Am I speaking with Diego?
Jacob.
Jacob. Oh, I'm so sorry. Let me make the change here. How are you doing today, Jacob?
Good, yourself.
I'm doing fantastic. It's Friday, so I can't complain too much. Again, I apologize for the name on that end. Sometimes when we speak over the phone, we hear different names here, but I made the changes for you here.
Yeah, it's
no worries. Awesome. I know some people get offended, so that's why I just thought to make the change here. I know you're speaking with my mapping coordinator, Maria, about the first page placements for Perks Weld Shop. Is that correct?
Yes.
Okay. Did you just start this company?
Yeah, pretty much.
Okay, nice. And how long have you been in it? I mean, it says a year, but are you just coming up on the year, or have you had your anniversary yet?
Yeah, pretty much. No, I have not had my anniversary yet.
Yeah, okay, almost then. We're coming close. Okay.
Yeah,
and,
exactly.
Do you go out to people, or do people come into the shop, or are you like a mobile service?
No, I'm in between. It really depends.
Okay.
Between mobile or in-house.
Okay.
It really varies. Depends on whatever is necessary for the job.
Depends on if they want to pay the fee for you to go out there, correct?
Right, yeah.
Okay, perfect. And, I mean, you're traveling around an hour, so about a 30-mile, 40-mile radius somewhere in between there, where you're located?
Yeah, I mean, I'll go like 40-mile radius around Germantown and like a 40-mile radius around Fredonia. I live in Fredonia, but my shop's located in Germantown.
Okay. Perfect. Okay. And, I mean, like what we do here, did you have any questions on how the service works when you were talking to Maria or anything like that?
Not really. I dug in quite a bit this week, last week. I honestly don't remember when, but I went through your guys' website and all that quite a bit.
Okay. And do you have anything set up yet with Perks Weld Shop? Like, do you have a Google Business listing at all or anything, or do you just have, like, a Yelp listing?
No, I was kind of set up through Google, but I haven't gotten around to verifying yet. So
okay.
It doesn't pop up.
Yeah, it's not verified, so it won't pop up yet. That's true.
Right. So, really, I mean, I've gone through Yelp, but really most of it's word of mouth.
Nice.
My father-in-law is in charge of maintenance down in Milwaukee at a leather tannery. So,
okay.
I mean, like there's a guy who does concrete for him down in Kenosha, or is doing a concrete loading dock for him down in Kenosha. So I'm doing some work through him as well. So.
Cool. Okay. So you kind of have like a little pool there where you're fishing out of, which is good. I know you're trying to do the verification. What we'll do is we'll actually help you with that so that way you can get verified pretty quickly. My tech team works hand in hand with you. Once you are PIN verified, which it looks like you're already in the process, we'll be able to start programming you to the first page placements of Google for the services that you provide for either the mobile and the shop side as well, too. Okay?
Okay.
Now, we do a paired service, so we do have what we would make a business Facebook page for you. This is just to follow your customers over to a different platform. So now, let's say they search your services, they don't necessarily buy. We would run a retargeting campaign in specific cities and zip codes that you would like to target. So now they can see Perks Weld Shop on both platforms, and then they can just click to call you directly from either platform at that point, okay?
Yep, that's working. Okay. I have a Facebook page, too.
Perfect.
For the business that points to my personal account.
Okay, perfect. Okay. And then do you have a website that's linked up yet or not yet?
No, not yet. I haven't gotten around to make one.
Do you need help with that? Because we do websites here, and we can help you make that. It's a custom site for you. It would be up and running within 7 to 14 days. And then we would just make sure that we link that to the Google business profile and then as well as to the Facebook. So that way you have it on both platforms as well. It doesn't cost you anything extra. It's actually included in the pricing structure for newer businesses that are 2 years and under.
Okay.
Pricing structure for this, let me go over it. It is month-to-month service. So we don't charge you per lead, per call, per job, Jacob. It's always set at a flat rate. So the flat rate is just $249 month-to-month. And then there is a one-time setup fee that just covers the programming and then obviously to the content creation for the website. So the first month would be $348 and then it'd be $249 month-to-month after that, no contracts. Okay.
Okay.
Okay. Now, I understand you already set up the verification and you're just, you know, waiting to do that. But what was the address that you set that up with? Did you set it up with your shop or did you set it up with your home address?
Oh, shoot. I'm on the road right now. So honestly, I can't look it up, but honestly, I do not recall. Sorry, I'm trying to look it up really quick.
Okay, it's not a problem. You can take your time, be very cautious as well. I know you're driving.
No, of course. I'm just waiting for it to load.
Okay, yeah. And then with the welding shop, you're doing commercial and residential, correct? While we wait for that to load?
Yes.
Okay. And then you said 40-mile radius. What's your hours of operation? Are you working Monday through Sunday, or are you doing Monday through Friday?
Preferably Monday through Friday.
Okay.
But if I wind up having to go out for like a Saturday or Sunday, I just start more.
Okay, perfect. And then what's the hours of operation from Monday through Friday?
About six to four p.m. Yeah.
Okay, perfect. And then obviously if you do emergency stuff, then you obviously charge more as well, after hours, correct?
Yeah.
Emergency. Okay, perfect. And did you have the address on that or not yet?
For
the Google business profile, which you put on there for the PIN verification?
What do you mean? Honestly, I don't.
Okay, so let's do this then, because what I'm going to do is I'm going to send everything over to my tech team anyways. What they're going to do is they're just going to verify everything is correct through Google. So when we do the onboarding call, they'll reach out to verify with you first, because we'd like to verify twice before we do anything. So they're going to reach out to you. They're going to verify the address is correct. It still gives you enough time to say like, hey, I actually registered it with my home address, or hey, I actually registered with my business address. Just verify and check. So then that way we're all on the same page with you as well too. Okay.
All right.
Okay. But let's do this. Let's just go from your shop. Because I would probably bet that you did your shop instead of your home address, especially if you're still waiting for the verification. So what's your shop address?
It is very long. N-115.
N is in Nancy? N-115?
Correct.
Okay.
Yep. Give me a second. I'm trying to look it up. That's very freaking long. And I have not been there very long.
So you haven't memorized it yet? It's okay.
No. Most of my stuff, or most of my payments been through my booking, where I do my booking.
Oh, okay.
So it's been through there.
And then while you're looking that up, do you have a logo for your company yet, or do you not have one?
No, I do have one.
Okay, so when we build you your website, my tech team that's going to build it for you, they're going to actually put that logo on that website for you as well. So they'll ask you to give the, like, if you have a PDF file for it or anything like that, you're just going to send it in to us so that way we can put it on your website for you at that point too, okay?
Yeah, that works.
Okay.
God, I really need to write this stuff down.
I'm going to send it all to you, actually. You're going to get everything in writing here along with the paid invoice because that's going to be a tax write-off at the end of the day. So everything will go into text messages and emails so you have record of everything as well, too.
Okay.
Yeah. So it's not just like a fly-off-the-cuff deal. So I got N115.
W. 19, yep, W as in West.
Mm-hmm.
19.
Mm-hmm.
145. Edison Drive. E D I S O N.
Okay.
In Germantown. Oh, Germantown, Wisconsin.
Germantown, Wisconsin.
And then the zip code is 53022.
Is Germantown one word?
Yes.
Okay, Germantown. Okay, give me a second, because yeah, this is a this is a weird deal here. Let me see. Germantown, Wisconsin. Let's just make sure everything's correct here for you, too. Perfect. There it goes. 53022 is the zip code?
Yes.
Okay.
So if you actually look up the address, too, it comes up as Precise Jig Grinding. So it's two shops with offices divided, but they have the same address. So that's the reason why it's like that, just an FYI.
Okay. I'll make sure to put the note in there so that way it just depends on, like, where you registered the address with as well, because you're going to have to do the video verification. I'm sure that's what you're kind of just waiting to do. But my tech team will – my tech team will help you walk you through that. So if you did register it there, they're going to make sure so you get it registered correctly, because sometimes I've had it happen before when somebody shares a shop, like it's like split down the middle, they have a little bit of hard time verifying that, especially if it says another shop. So they'll be able to differentiate and help you out with that, okay?
Yeah.
Okay, perfect. For the business phone number that you want to put on the Google Business Profile, is this the phone number that we're talking on that you would like your customers to reach out to you at?
Yes, please.
Okay. Is this a good number for us to reach out to you as well for updates and anything like that with the Google Business Profile, the website, all that stuff?
Yeah, that works. Just my one request is if I don't answer, just leave a voicemail.
Okay, I'm going to do two things. We'll leave you a voicemail.
I haven't been leaving a voicemail, so, yeah, I haven't gotten one from you guys. I just recognized the number from the other missed phone call, but I've just been leaving them because there was no voicemail, so I never called back.
So okay.
You guys could leave a voicemail just so I'm aware.
Okay. Apologies on that.
Just because of scams, just because of the scam, spam calls and crap.
100%.
If I don't get a voicemail, I don't.
Do you get text messages as well?
Yes.
Okay. We'll do two things. I'll put in a note if you don't answer, leave a voicemail just in case you're in the field. But also, too, we'll send you a text message and we'll say, hey, Jacob, this is Local Splash. Give us a call at your earliest convenience. We want to update you on some things that we found or we're going to do to the Google Business Profile to, you know, boost your ratings up, something like that. So that way you'll get both. Okay?
Okay.
Perfect. And then your last name is Perk?
No, Perkin.
Perkin.
Like the restaurant,
okay.
P-E-R-K-I-N-S.
Perkins, gotcha. Like the basketball player.
Yep.
And then what's a good email address for you, Jacob?
Perks.
Okay.
Weldshop@gmail.com
Weldshop@gmail.com Okay. Okay. That would be beneficial if I spelled that correctly for you. That's there.
Yeah,
it won't go through if it won't send you the email if it's not spelled correctly. So I got perksweldshop@gmail.com So that's good there. Okay, so I have your mile radius, and then I have you for the mobile and in-house. What do you want to be found for? I mean, is it just welding contractors, welding mobile service? What other areas do you want to target as well? I mean, do you do commercial buildings, residentials, or what is it, how does it work for you?
I do more, I try to do more commercials because there's more money in that.
Okay.
But, I mean, I'm perfectly fine with doing residential as well. You know?
Okay. Okay. Perfect. Just wanted to make sure. Like at the end of the day, this is something that's going to make you more money. I don't want somebody calling you for something that you don't offer. So that's why I just wanted to make sure that I have that set up for you as well. Okay. Now, when we do the onboarding call, Jacob, my tech team is going to reach out to you personally. Well, I'll actually reach out to you. I'll introduce you to my tech team. It's a white glove service just so everybody can kind of like get a good feel for each other. They're going to walk you through this process and they're just going to verify everything is correct. And then they're going to start helping you with the verification and making those websites and then the Google, the Facebook retargeting campaigns for you. Do you have availability later on today, or do you want me to set that onboarding call with you and my tech team tomorrow? I mean, not tomorrow. I'm sorry. We're closed Saturdays and Sundays on Monday. Sorry about that.
Yeah, I was going to say, can we make Monday work instead?
Yeah, Monday works. I'm sorry.
Oh, no worries.
I lose track of my days here. All right.
Yeah, I don't blame you.
Yeah. So on Monday, it's kind of wide open. Go ahead, Free.
Oh, I was just saying, with two kids under two and a wife and four dogs, things get chaotic fast.
And so a business, right?
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, I definitely hear you. On Monday, for my tech team, we reach out to you. We open at 10 a.m. We close at 7 p.m. Eastern time for you. At 3 p.m., my tech team takes a lunch. So I can schedule anything from 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We typically give an hour window to our clients just to make sure if you have any further questions, those can be answered as well, just to make sure everything is good on your end and our end. So what time would you want us to give you a call for that onboarding call?
Could we do around noonish?
Yeah, absolutely.
12:15 somewhere in there.
Okay, I'll set it up for 12, and then I'll send the email for the Google Calendar to your email that I have on file here. Okay.
Yep.
Okay. Perfect. Now the. Oh, wait a minute. Oh, man. All right. Give me a sec. I apologize here, Jacob. Right. I was going to say, can I get the – let me see if it just saves it. No, it doesn't. Can I get the address again? I know it was N115, and was it like – it was W –
Yes, N115W189.
Oh, 19.
Nope, just 19.
Uh-huh.
Shoot, give me a sec.
19025?
Nope. I'm starting from the beginning, all right?
Okay, sorry about that.
Oh, no worries. N115.
Okay.
W.
Mm-hmm.
19145 Edison Drive.
145. Okay. I had other things popping up. That's why Edison Drive have that Germantown, Wisconsin. Perfect. Okay. Let's hit save there for you. Okay. Now, once we do fill the listing here, Jacob, we do close out the category, so we're not going to be working with any other welding shops or mobile services in your area. This just instills that you get the results that you're looking for. So you'll never share that position with anybody here. At the same time, you won't share your customers because they are going to be contacting you directly, okay? Okay. Now the first month's payment is going to be $348 and then $249 month to month after that. How would you like to secure first month's payment? Are you going to be using a Visa, MasterCard, a Discover, an American Express?
Visa.
Okay. A Visa. Give me 1 second. Let me just make sure I add this website in for you as well because it is on a special rate.
Okay.
Okay, and then the card itself that you're going to use on the Visa card, does it have your name, or does it have the business name, or does it have both?
It has both.
It has both. So it has Perks Weld Shop on there? Is it an LLC?
Yep. Yes, it is.
Oh, okay, perfect. Let's see.
Sorry, I forgot to add that in. Oh, wow.
No, it's okay. I'm gonna put it as well for the Google Business Profile for you, okay? Alright, LLC. Okay. And then for the billing address, is it the same one as your shop, or is it your actual home address that you have for the billing address on this card?
That one's my home address.
Okay, this one's going to be your home address. All right, I'm ready for the home address whenever you are.
Okay, it's 144.
Uh-huh.
Pheasant, like the bird.
Uh-huh.
And Lane. Lane in Fredonia, Wisconsin. Zip code is 53021.
And it's Fredonia, is that correct?
Fredonia with an F.
Oh, Fredonia. I'm sorry.
Yep. No, you're good. Where are you guys located?
We're located in Fountain Valley, California.
Okay. I was just curious because it popped up as a 414 area code, which is Milwaukee.
But gotcha.
And then talking to you guys, I was like, you guys do not sound like you're from Wisconsin.
Yeah. No, we have the what is it called? The South California, the Southern California accent.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
No, we're behind Google Building One, so we're actually located in Fountain Valley, California. We've been here for 19 years.
Okay.
So for your address here, it's 144 Pheasant Lane, Fredonia, Wisconsin, 53021, correct?
Yeah, can you just spell it Fredonia? Just make sure you did it correctly.
Yeah, it's Fredonia.
Yep, correct. That's what I wanted to make sure, sorry.
Okay. I actually put it, it goes through Google, so that's why I spelled it correctly. Or else I would have asked you. I'm like, I'm not from Wisconsin. Can you help me out here? But Google always has it.
So. Yeah, you're good.
Absolutely.
No, absolutely.
All right. So I have your, yeah, no, absolutely. Because then, you know, everything has to go through that as well, too. I don't want any problems with your card information as well. But I have the Visa here. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to take the card information. I'm also going to set up a security question for you. This is going to be an added form of protection. That way you always know you're talking to us and we always know you're talking to you. None of your information gets sold or shared here at Local Splash, being a Google Channel Premier partner. We'll walk you through a voice verification after that. I'm going to send that to you in writing so that way you have that $249 month-to-month rate on a fixed price. So that way if inflation goes up or we raise our prices, you always have that where you're always grandfathered in at that low rate, okay?
All right.
Okay, so I know the visas, they start in the number 4, but I'm ready whenever you are for the card number itself.
All right, it's 4798.
Mm-hmm.
5318.
Mm-hmm.
0153.
Mm-hmm.
0470.
Okay, and then the expiration?
529.
Okay, and the security code on the back?
747.
Okay, perfect. Now I'm going to set up this security question as promised. Oh, let me see here. Give me one sec. Address does not support symbols. Okay. Oh, that's my fault. Okay, perfect. Can't have any commas in here. They got to just be straight numbers and letters. All right. So I'm going to set up the security question for you here, Jacob. You have 3 questions. You can have one of them. And I know you got 4 dogs. So you can have your first pet's name. You can have the city you were born in, or you can have your mother's maiden name. Which one would you like?
I'll do dogs. That'll be easiest to remember.
Okay. The first pet's name. Awesome. I figured because you got 4 dogs.
Yeah,
what's going to be the name for the first pet's name?
Diesel, I guess.
Diesel. That's hilarious.
Big ass black lab. Fantastic bird dog.
Was it?
I'm so sad.
Is Diesel still with you or no?
Yes. He's young, actually. So I just have a bunch of fucking dogs. I have
okay.
A lot.
Nice.
So I just got a bunch of bird dogs.
So you go duck hunting?
Stream Mac. Yeah. I
nice.
Times. So I have two short-haired pointers, wire-haired pointer, and a black lab.
Nice. I just have 1 dog, and it's a Doberman, so it's a full-breed Doberman, and she's only 7 months old, so she's a handful.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, absolutely.
But she's so...
A lot of my farm buddies have Dobermans.
Yeah, they're so loyal. Yeah, she's amazing. She's a little... We call her a deer because she likes to jump around everywhere. But she's so skittish. Like, if she doesn't know you, she'll want to, like, run away. And I'm like, you're supposed to be a Doberman. You're supposed to protect me. How
no
am I protecting
joke,
you right now? Yeah, exactly. So it's okay, though. I know she'll grow out of it. It's just, like, the puppy stage. She's still a little small. So once she grows into her full body, she's already starting to kind of, you know, perk up at other dogs, so it's just a matter of time before she starts like perking up at everybody, and I'm like, all right, now we got another problem we got to fix here.
That's like so. my first GSP, I guess I call them pocket pointers, I just call her a flat out midget. She's so nothing's wrong with her, they say, for her size and weight, like, she's perfect, she's good.
Sure.
But she's like 15 pounds less than like
they're regular dogs.
Females are supposed to be like 45 to 65.
Uh huh.
She's only like 30 pounds. So
oh
she's
wow.
Way smaller than she was. Oh. Yeah, she's like way smaller than she's supposed to be. So I just call her my midget pointer.
She got the short gene, is what she got.
Literally, which is weird. I mean, they come all of my dogs are from like a really well known kennel.
Okay.
In Wisconsin for bird hunting dogs.
Oh, nice.
Like, they're known for having, like, great genetics, physically and, like, good instincts.
Yeah.
Because, obviously, they're bred to hunt.
Right.
Like, they're like, an award-winning kennel for breeding the best bird dogs in the state.
Dang.
So, I just thought it was funny to get out of
that.
The places to go buy one, I go from there.
Wisconsin. Go to Wisconsin. Yeah. Awesome. Well, I have everything set up for you here, Jacob. What I'm going to do is I'm just going to read you the voice verification really quickly. This is only going to take 2 minutes for you, but this will be sent to you in writing as well. This is going to be on a recorded line, okay?
Okay,
here we go. Welcome to the Local Splash's voice verification. This call will be recorded for quality assurance to outline the service agreement with Local Splash and is an added form of protection for you, Jacob. To ensure the accuracy of your order, please state the name of your business.
Perks Weld Shop.
Perfect. And then please state your name and title within the business.
Jacob Perkins. I'm the owner.
Awesome. And then you are authorized to enter this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
I'm sorry, you cut out for a second. What was that?
I said you are authorized to enter into this agreement on behalf of the business, correct?
Yes.
Awesome. And then you're the authorized user on the billing of this account, right?
Yes.
Awesome. To get results as fast as possible, Jacob, it is important that you're actively involved in your campaign. As a result of increased visibility, please be advised you may receive calls from third-party vendors unrelated to Local Splash. You will be provided a security question to verify the call is coming from Local Splash and not another company. So this is your protection form. This is going to be your first pet's name, Diesel, okay?
Yep.
Perfect. Do you agree to be responsive to phone calls and emails from us here at Local Splash?
Yes.
Okay. I know you told me before, leave a message, send a text. We're going to do that if you don't answer, but really this is just communication to make sure that we're always on the same page as well. Okay? Okay, I have a customer service number here. I know you're driving. I'm just going to send you a text message with the customer service number that we're going to contact you on Monday with my tech team. That way you don't have to look at your phone and input that while you're on the road, okay?
All right.
Okay, perfect. In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the terms of your agreement?
Yeah.
Okay, yeah. I mean, we're building you a website and everything. We don't want you to be like, oh, yeah, I'll have somebody else build me a website. We just want to make sure that you're not paying for something that's being done twice. Does that make sense?
That makes perfect sense.
Perfect. Okay. So your payment for initial term and account setup will be charged today, which is July 19th, in the non-refundable amount, the $348. When the second payment is complete, your agreement will automatically renew each month on the 19th in the amount of just $249. Now, this is a recurring payment. Now, Jacob, you may pause or cancel your agreement at any time by contacting client support at the number of 877-635-6225. I'm going to send that number over to you. That's going to be our customer support number, okay?
Yep.
Okay. To prevent charges for the next month of service, contact client support at least 3 business days before your next billing cycle is due. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Okay. I'm going to send you a couple of emails. One of the emails is going to be for the Google Calendar as for Monday. Let me see here. Give me one sec. And then you are going to receive like some text messages, some welcome text messages as well. So let me see.
All right.
Give me one sec. I'm just setting up the Google Calendar for my tech team. And you said 12 p.m., correct?
Yes.
Okay, perfect. Everything did go green on my end, so I do want to welcome you to the family. We do take care of our clients like family. That's why I do say that. If you need me for any reasoning, you have availability to contact me directly. I'm going to send you my extension as well. It's going to be 203. But you also have that 877 number. So if you want to run promotions or you want to add or take off any type of services, we can absolutely do that for you. It's just communication, okay?
All right.
Okay, so you should receive everything in your inbox there. I know, are you still driving?
Yeah, sadly.
Okay. It's because I have the, let me see here. Give me one sec, I'm sorry.
You're good.
I have a text message that went out to you that it does say, Jacob, thanks for choosing Local Slash. We sent a copy of your invoice that we have on file. And then there's a link there. That's for our terms and agreements. I need you to sign that, but you're driving. So I also don't want you to do too much with your phone. Are you able to do that right now, or do you want to do that on Monday?
Yes, I can do it right now. I'll just pull over.
Okay. Appreciate that.
Yeah, no worries.
Where are you driving to? You driving to a job?
No, I'm driving back home now. My wife woke up early on Friday, so if I'm caught up, I usually go back home.
There you go.
Pick up my daughter, because my mother-in-law just watches our kids.
Okay.
Right now, because we just moved, so we were in Appleton area. But, sorry, I'm reading.
No, it's okay.
But, I have, recently found out that I have a health condition.
Oh, yeah.
That, it gets really hard for me to move around at certain, just random points. So I get restricted blood flow to the lower half of my body.
Oh, man.
Which requires me to do surgery and that. So, we moved back down closer to family. So when my wife graduated college, we moved up to Appleton because she had a job there. So I moved up there and took a job up there. But with my surgeries and the kids and everything, it's much easier being closer to family.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Plus, especially with all that stuff.
And my sister has 3 kids and she's like 2 minutes down the road.
Oh, that's perfect, because now... No, you're okay?
Yeah, no, and they're right around my... I mean, her oldest is like 5, but he's really good with kids. Their youngest is, 10, 11 months, something like that.
Oh, there you go. They're all the same age. They all get along.
No, absolutely. It's perfect.
I'm trying
to accept this, but it's
okay.
Not, like, I accepted everything, but it's not allowing me to... It's not allowing me to click accept. It's like hidden underneath everything.
Okay. Are you on an iPhone or an Android?
iPhone.
Okay. Is your screen locked? If it's not locked, turn your phone sideways. You should be able to click it now. If it is locked, unlock your screen and then turn it sideways.
Okay. Yep. Now I can. Sorry.
Perfect. No, it's okay. I've actually had a lot of customers of mine that have that problem, so easy fix.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
So when you accept it, it should take you to, after you click the 2 checkboxes as well, it should take you to a username and password. Do you see that?
Yes.
Okay. The username and password was sent to you in a text message. You can log in right now if you want to. It's up to you. Or you can log in later on. This is just going to allow you to track everything that's coming in. So this will be all set up for you on Monday as well. So it's up to you if you want to log in, because there's not going to be anything to see right now. Okay?
Okay.
Okay. Everything else is in your email. I set that onboarding call for you for Monday at 12 p.m. That's when I will be reaching out to you with my representative here. They're going to take care of you to help you get verified and then build everything out for you. So you're all set up. I'm going to start working on your account here, and then I'm going to send it on over to them. Do you have any questions for me at this time?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Awesome. Well, hey, Jacob, I appreciate the time. You have a great weekend. Be safe. I'm jealous because you're off of work already. I'm not. Enjoy your weekend with the kids and the family, and then I'll call you Monday, and we'll get everything straightened out then, okay?
All right. Sounds good. Thanks. You too.
All right, no problem. Bye-bye.
Bye.